Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Living and Thriving Land, Radio Land. Today is Humpty Hump Day. It's Wednesday, and it's the end of October. It's raining and cold and fall-like here. It's very crisp, typical New England weather for this time of year. And I am thrilled beyond belief in regards to having Michael Russer back on. He's the author of Hardly Broken. We chatted a little bit on Sunday night. There was some technical difficulty. And as you know, that technical difficulty rolled over on Monday night when we couldn't even air our episode of Ask a PI because Blog Talk was having some server issues and a major downage. Anyway, not a big deal. Things happen for a reason. And today I get to bring him back on, and we're going to dig a little deeper as to what prostate cancer is and what life is like after receiving such a diagnosis. And so I'm really thrilled to have him talk about that and be open and authentic and honest. As you know, Tuesday night is coming fast and swift, and we have some incredible sponsors for our ladies' perspective on mental health. And I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be at the University of New Hampshire. Definitely go on to my Facebook, facebook.com/celiacroads, and check out the event and what room number it is. I don't remember off the top of my head, but it's UNH next Tuesday night. It's a full female panel to discuss depression, anxiety, and what to do about it and the signs and symptoms. So I'm really looking forward to that. The honor of that particular event goes to Keeping Sound Minds, and I want everyone to go and visit their website. What a touching and brilliant story of real living and thriving experiences and how they're moving forward in their life after such tragedy. And the Ladies' Night on Tuesday night, Ladies' Perspective, is all based on their tragedy. So go and check out Keeping Sound Minds. Last but not least, I'm going to head off to our sponsors. We have one sponsor today, and then we're going to pull Michael on.
Living and Thriving with Rusty is proudly sponsored by Lady Hawk & Associates, a full private investigation firm. Contact Lady Hawk & Associates today, 941-275-1920. Remember, Lady Hawk and Associates can help you uncover, recover, or discover. Call 941-275-1920.
All right. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty and the dirty. Michael, are you out there?
I sure am, Rusty. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, thanks for coming back. I'm so excited because, again, we talk here on Living and Thriving and my other radio show, Ask a PI, we talk a lot about a lot of things, but I've really never had the opportunity to learn more about prostate cancer. And I think it's terribly important because, not to be completely sexist, it does come out that way, but guys have a hard time speaking up and guys have a hard time having conversations about their health. And I work part-time at a truck stop when I'm surrounded by men, but the conversations are rarely ever about, the reality of life and cancer and things like that. And if it was a room full of women, it would be a completely different story because we're a lot more open about that stuff. So let's start with who you are and how we find you and then get into what prostate cancer is.
Well, I'm a speaker and author, and for the last 18 or so years, I used to speak about technology. I don't do that anymore. I now speak about, the gift, as I often say, the gift of the full impotence that happened as a result of my prostate cancer treatment. And the men listening to this now, most of them just had a double take. The gift? You've got to be kidding me. But it truly was a gift and continues to be a gift. And the insights I received as a result of that, what it means to truly be intimate at the emotional, physical, and spiritual level. And I also help men and women who are affected by erectile dysfunction for any reason. Certainly prostate cancer treatment is a big one. Men who are affected by diabetes, hypertension, you name it, they're also deeply affected. And you're absolutely correct that men do not want to talk about these issues. And much of that has to do with the cultural imprinting that you know, we're supposed to be stoic and keep things in, not feel anything. And that's just a bunch of rubbish that is so outdated now and does not serve anybody, clearly. So many men go into deep depression and feel broken when faced with these issues, and they feel like they have no one to talk to. The fact of the matter is they do have people to talk to. It's just a matter of being willing to be vulnerable and open up and take that risk. But again, this is purely cultural. I suspect in 50 to 100 years, this issue will not be around. But this is where we're at right now. And prostate cancer is one of those things, Rusty, that it's interesting. From what I've heard, and this is purely anecdotal, but from what I've heard, many men avoid even being tested for it. Not so much for the possibility of acquiring a cancer, which is scary enough, but for many men, the potential side effects of its treatments, which is what I'm experiencing, in this case, erectile dysfunction, or in my particular case, full clinical impotence, which means nothing works in terms of using medication, that scares them far more. In fact, I've had men tell me, I'd rather die than have that happen to me, which is so unfortunate and so unnecessary. So it's a complicated thing because, yes, there's the disease itself, and it is indeed life-threatening. I just went through, I've had my prostate removed, as you know, and I went through radiation. They still didn't get it all. And just Monday, this past Monday, I had to go through a bone scan because my PSA numbers, which is a blood marker indicating the activity, the cancerous activity of the prostate cancer cells, the remaining cells, and my numbers jumped substantially. They're supposed to be at zero. I'm not supposed to have a PSA right now because I have no prostate. But mine jumped from 9.71, which is already very high, to over 21 in less than 30 days. That's not good. And so I had a bone scan because the first place it tends to go to if it's going to metastasize is in the bones. And I had a bone scan on Monday, and my partner and I went to the doctor yesterday to see what the prognosis was, because if it gets in the bones, that's not good at all. That's where a lot of men die from it. It metastasizing into the bones and other organs. But I was fortunate, as poker-faced as my doctor was, he must win a lot of money at poker. I couldn't tell by the look on his face, but he came in and he said the bone scan was clear, which is, needless to say, a breath of fresh air. Rusty, are you there? Hello?
Living and Thriving with Rusty is proudly sponsored by Lady Hawk and Associates, a full private investigation firm. Contact Lady Hawk and Associates today, 941-275-1920. Remember, Lady Hawk and Associates can help you uncover, recover, or discover. Call 941-275-1920.
All right. Welcome to Living and Thriving with Rusty. Sorry about that technical difficulty. For some reason, we lost power. I love this. Blog Talk, just, I've got to change venue. Michael, are you still on? I wonder if we lost Michael, too. Oh, no. Hold on. see if we can find everybody. All right. I see that Michael's on, but I don't see how to get him unmuted. Blog Talk drives me crazy. I have to absolutely change forums. It does not work with them. Michael is here, but I can't unmute him. So, unfortunately... we're going to have to end the show as is, and I will actually reconnect with Michael to do a podcast that is not live, and we'll air it probably about twice next week because I really want to get into his story and all of the issues that we're having with Blog Talk. It's making me crazy and not working for any of us. So definitely be on the lookout for part two with Michael Reuser, the author of Hardly Broken. I'm really excited about learning more about his story, and I will reconnect and do a proper podcast. And I have to get on Blog Talk because I can't keep going through this, and my sponsors are going to get very unhappy. Until next time, Sunday night, hopefully everything will be fine and working accordingly. I look forward to learning more about you. I'm glad that we get to walk this path together. I love you. I adore you. And live and thrive. Make sure you go out there and smile. It's the best contagion in the world.